Aryna Sabalenka powers her way into the third round of the US Open in just 53 minutes. New York, Aryna Sabalenka came to the US Open struggling and in danger of losing the number one ranking. She heads to the third round looking every bit ready for a three-peat. The top-seeded Sabalenka overwhelmed Polina Iatsenko 6-1, 6-1 in 53 minutes on Wednesday night, putting on a power-hitting display that made it seem her recent problems are in the past. "Happy with the level I played today, happy with the focus, and happy to be through this match," Sabalenka said. A number of players have only finished one match. Another rainy afternoon in New York suspended play for a time on outside courts, allowing action only under the roofs in Arthur Ashe Stadium and Louis Armstrong Stadium to continue uninterrupted. So the players scheduled there avoided the starts and stops that others faced. Jessica Pegula was one, needing only 56 minutes to defeat Sofia Kenin 6-3, 6-1. Kenin, the 2020 Australian Open champion, beat Venus Williams in her first match. "To be out of there in under an hour, it doesn't always happen," Pegula said. "So I think I'm just going to take that one and run, I guess, until the next round." Number 8 seed Ben Shelton followed Pegula on Ash and beat Hubert Hurkacz 6-3, 5-7, 7-6, 7-5, while number 7 Daniil Medvedev raced past Sebastian Gorzny. Except for a brief delay to protest the chair umpire's decision to replay a point when two birds sat on the net 6-3, 6-3, 7-5. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz followed Sabalenka on Ash. Sabalenka says she was struggling but now feels better. Sabalenka is trying to become the first player to win three in a row in Flushing Meadows since Serena Williams from 2012-14, but arrived after losing in the fourth round of her past three tournaments. She needs help to stay atop the WTA rankings even if she wins the title. She won 15 of 16 points on first serve in the first set and only dropped off a little in the second, finishing 21 for 28 in the match, against an opponent who is playing in her first Grand Slam tournament. "I think I struggled a little bit in the middle of the season. Once again, I'm not going to defend myself or explain why, what happened, but I'm happy with my level," Sabalenka said. "I can definitely say that mentally I'm way stronger than I was in the middle of the season, and physically I also feel stronger. So I feel like I'm on my level of play." A three-day first round stretches into a fourth. When the US Open switched to a Sunday start last year, it spread out the first round over the first 3 days, so Wednesday would have arrived with everyone playing in the second round had the weather cooperated. It hadn't. Alex de Minaur, the number 6 seed from Australia, said with all the juggling his match was moved twice from the court where he was originally scheduled. He finally started his US Open on Wednesday on court 11 and beat Italy's Andrea Guerrieri 6-2, 6-2, 6-4. "It's been a couple tough days. But I mean, these tournaments, it's all about adapting and that's the name of the game," de Minaur said. "There's too much to play for to let something like this affect you." Paula Badosa said she didn't even know how to prepare for the resumption of her match against Daria Kasatkina, which was halted Tuesday with her one game from winning to set up a second-round match against number 4 Coco Gauff. "I didn't know if I was going to play just 2 points or six, or I don't know how much, how many I play or one more set," the Spaniard said Wednesday after finishing off her 6-1, 6-4 victory. "So I knew that if I was winning this match, I'm playing the next day. So, yeah, it was everything a bit different. I was very nervous that I even couldn't eat, so a lot of different stuff I did today, but sometimes it is how it is, and I tried to play with the things I had there." At least she got through. Number 12 Rafael Jota, the 19-year-old from Spain who came in after a strong summer, was routed 6-2, 6-1, 6-1 by Bu Yanchikit of China when his first-round match was finally completed. "I knew it wasn't going to be easy because I was waiting a lot yesterday and today as well, but it is what it is," Jota said. "We cannot control the rain, so it's difficult for both players." The first round was finally completed late Wednesday, a day when 25 men's singles matches were scheduled to get the tournament back on track. Alex Mickelson pulled off an upset in one of them by ousting fellow American Brandon Nakashima, the number 16 seed, 6-3, 6-4. 6-4. Number 7 Karolina Muchova, the Wimbledon runner-up, beat Katie Bolter 6-1, 6-0 to reach the third round, while number 11 Marta Kostyuk got past 2017 US Open champion Sloane Stephens 6-1, 7-5. Number 31 seed Leila Fernandez set up a matchup of past US Open runners-up against Pegula, with the winner to meet either number 16 Sarana Cirsti or number 19 Jasmine Paolini. By Brian Mahoney.